Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, if you missed our interview with Dan Quinn, the Commanders head coach, we're going to play some of the clips in the next segment as we get that together. But right now, time to open up the entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right. May not be the most interesting man in the world, but Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax, that's my guy, has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models. I've got the X5. It's silly. For a limited time only, find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Jason, you and JP will not. This was lost on you, but I just wanted to just comment to Drabby and Valdez. I don't know why, but there's some sort of TikTok influencer, I think, that's like everyone's using the word demure now on social media. Have you seen that? Everyone is using the word demure. Mike Marr, do you know what I'm talking about here, brother?
Yeah, it's really making its rounds.
It's very annoying. But
I know the definition of demure.
Yeah, so do I. But there's some.
What's been applied to?
I don't know. Everyone's just trying to use the word demure now in their posts because this, like, I'm sorry, this chubby chick, she said something like her makeup made her look very demure or something on a flight or something. I don't know. And it kind of went crazy. And then she kept using the word demure. Now everyone's doing a bit with the word demure on like the reels. It's making me crazy. It keeps popping up in my feed.
Just because she used it?
I guess. She's this gross chick. I don't even know. But I think she's got a lot of followers. It went viral.
The saying is very demure, very mindful.
Yes.
You parlay those together.
Yeah, because she said her makeup or whatever she did, it made her very demure and very mindful. I don't know. It's just making me crazy. Huh. There's another viral trend.
It's making me crazy.
It is making me crazy because no one uses the word demure. That's just stupid. There's another viral craze, though, and you guys may have seen this. There's this hot chick who's going around taking her panties off everywhere. She took her panties off in like a grocery store. I saw her. I don't know if she put it in the meat section. Yeah,
she's taking her thong off. She has like a skirt on or a dress on. She's pulling her thong off, bunching it up, and like putting it next to the donuts.
Yeah. And then she did it also at she was outside, like eating outside.
Anything
and she left
attention.
It like on the table. And it's like her bit that she's doing.
How many followers?
I don't know, but it's got to be working.
Yeah.
It's got to be working.
I see it nonstop.
Yes.
Every day she's going to a different store, balling up a thong and leaving it somewhere.
Right. And so people are getting pissed off. It doesn't anger me at all, actually. I mean, I guess maybe it's a little gross when you put it near like food.
Yeah.
Had you seen it before you got the story? I haven't seen it.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I mean, if she wants to leave her panties around, that's fine. Anything for attention, I get it, but Please don't put it on the donut tray.
Yeah, it's like when people like lick the ice cream or something. Yeah.
Instagram.
I don't know.
I guess I don't peruse those things because I missed out on that too.
You're missing out on all the trends, dude. Man. You don't see.
I missed out on the thirst trap.
You know, Drap says that. Drap says that now, and he's in Harris Teeter. He's a ball of panties next to a croissant. He's going nuts.
Yeah.
Don't let him fool you and say it's gross.
Nah. Look, she puts them on like the gas pump. All right, I might be a little size. I don't really want her panties on my sprinkle donuts.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Like, don't put it over there.
Boston cream.
Yeah.
I guess I don't scroll Instagram very much.
And most people in my world are scrolling their reels when they're like, just when there's nothing going on. We're sitting on the couch.
They're just bored.
Or they're on the toilet or, just bored.
Just killing time.
And you
time
can
killer.
Actually do it
for
a long time. I can wake up in the morning on a weekend and I can lay in bed and just scroll reels. Uh-huh. I could knock out an hour. Again. I just watch a lot of my golf.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'll get into, like, if I click on one swinger, then a bunch of swingers start showing up. Polyamorous chicks or whatever.
I thought you meant like golf swingers.
No. You just like whatever, and then I'll get guys that doing the parkour. I get guys like jumping from building to building. I get guys those Red Bull things where they go off the slides and they do the big flying in the air into the water. I don't know, man. I'm just a simpleton.
Do you lay in bed on
a weekend? I will.
Oh,
Not during the week.
But to fall asleep, do you kind of just turn the lights off and just watch your phone at night and then just
fall
asleep?
My wife does that. She plays all these games to go to sleep. I'll try to put some sort of podcast or YouTube on so I can just... My mind, I'm so silly, my brain goes 100 miles an hour.
I had to tell my wife last night, can you turn the light off? The light was on at 9:30. She's watching her dumb shows on the iPad.
Yeah.
And it was 9:30 and the light's on. I mean, I can't sleep with the light on.
Right.
So I'd look, sweetie, can you turn the light off, please?
Right. She was not being considerate?
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Why do you need the light on? Why do you need the lamp on when you're watching your iPad?
I don't know.
I don't disagree with you.
I get salty. I had a terrible night's sleep.
I don't think I had my screen time setting on, but I would probably say I post stuff for the show. Probably less than 15 minutes a
day. You're missing out. You watch TV. See, and most people that I know, we don't really watch TV anymore. We just scroll reels and YouTube videos. It's weird. It's a weird world we're living in.
Do you watch more reels in bed or on the toilet?
On the weekends, bed, during the week, toilet. On the couch, too. I'll sit there on the couch, after I've done hitting balls. Weekends are so amazing. I love weekends so much because I can sleep.
Just discovered them.
No. But
the only one.
They're so important. But no, I'm so healthier on the weekends, by the way, because I'll get a full workout in. I'll, maybe go for a nice long walk. I'll hit golf balls, lift, hit sauna. I mean, just feel like it's just knocking everything out. Just having an unbelievable
day. Pretty much your daily life, except for the waking up part.
Well, yeah, I'm lack of sleep during the week, and honestly. During the week, it's hard for me to lift because I'm so tired. I play golf, but I don't have the energy.
Today, the weather. I should be playing golf today. What am I doing?
Yeah, you're botching it.
The weather's going to be
awesome. By the way,
awesome.
I'm telling Derek, my guy, that I'm available at 10.
Has he responded yet?
No.
Derek Forrest,
if you're listening. He might be interviewing Air today. Hopefully he gets it. Jason, you'll be interested in this.
Well, JP will do it if you don't do it.
Apparently, they're saying, and this might be the real deal, Oasis reunion summer of 2025. Would you do it? Apparently, the guys are leaving him.
Would I go see him?
Of course. Would you do it? Would you see it?
They come to a Wolf Trap.
We got to go across the pond.
Oh, it's not. Yeah. It's only going to be there?
I think.
10 shows, it says, in Manchester. 10 shows in London.
All right, that's England.
Wembley Stadium. You won't fly to Wembley Stadium?
No. Can't do it. I'll just YouTube them.
If this actually happens, so are the brothers actually speaking? Supposedly, the only thing they're waiting on is for Liam to sign the contract. Right? Noel's kind of insinuated he's done being a solo artist.
Right.
He's leaving hints that he just left a secret photo shoot. It's all lining up for Oasis reunion in 2025. I know you're the biggest Oasis mark here.
I like Oasis.
Aaron Rodgers could tell his dad, I love you. We learned that from Ian O'Connor. Maybe they could have a reunion.
It's
what is their beef about?
That'd be a silly, huh?
What are the two brothers?
I don't know why
they beefing about.
I don't know. I think that one guy's just wacky. I think Liam is just wacky. Yeah. I don't know what his deal is. I don't know. They resent each other.
I think it was a bunch of stuff. Noel started he probably started a couple different bands, but he had a band called the High Flying Birds. I don't know if they're still together.
Were they good?
They were pretty good. But yeah. I mean, it could have been a few years ago. But yes, I would definitely. I mean, if they were in the States, you know, close to it, yeah, I would definitely go see them. I saw them years ago at, I saw them at the Patriot Center.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They definitely came to the Patriot Center.
Yeah, but it must have been 15, 20 years ago.
Oh,
right?
It was a long time ago.
What is Oscar De La Hoya doing?
He's dancing around butt naked, basically.
He's in a thong. First of all, I didn't even realize. Maybe I did and I just didn't process it that he's dating Holly Saunders.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been dating for like a year or two or something. For a
definitely
while.
For a while.
That's crazy to me. So I remember when they caught him and he was in the
women's
clothes. In the lingerie and the heels.
Yeah.
And then he went right to rehab.
he was cross dressing.
Yeah. Well, now he's doing it again. He's like
he's
in a thong.
Cross-dressing. He's just in a
thong like, is a you're cross.
They call it a banana hammock, Evie.
Why? And he's posted it himself on Instagram.
You said yesterday, and we've been talking about it for a while, cheeks are in. He's showing his cheeks.
But no one wants to see his cheeks.
I'm not.
I mean, he's a good-looking kid, but a guy, but no one wants to see his cheeks.
He's a weirdo.
Or his banana. He's, you know what? He is a weirdo.
And he's sized. He's sized for Holly Saunders.
He's a renowned party drug animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. That's what's going on.
But he's also, listen.
It's probably rolling on Molly.
You did a lot of drugs in your day. You never, although
never
you might.
Never put anything in my nose.
You might have been, I could see you be putting a banana hammock on or whatever. Yeah, I can see you doing that. You've done some questionable.
I don't remember.
You've had some questionable behavior.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, he has. Storied history. Questionable
story.
Behavior.
Storied. Well, similar to the mankini, right?
The only guy I know that ever wore a mankini was Kevin.
Yes. He was doing the
Send
the
that to Marky Mark.
He was doing the
Send
Borat.
Send that to Mark Wahlberg, who seems to love Kevin.
I wore the Borat mankini.
Oh, you did that
too?
Yeah,
the bounce house was Sven.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. But I was forced to.
Bounce house?
Yes, a lot of stuff probably came out.
What's the bounce house?
Oscar's birthday party when he had a birthday party at his house and he had a moon bounce.
Yeah. I went to that.
It was a huge moon bounce.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember him in a mankini.
Yeah, it was, I got.
Were you wrestling or something?
I think so. Yeah.
You've done a lot of things allegedly at gunpoint or for money.
It's all the same.
And last but not least, OJ, shocker, they got to liquidate his assets.
He owes assets.
People everywhere. They're trying to get at least $270,000 from the equity in his house. Who knows? Somehow OJ was on the hook for like $100 million or something, and he still had homes and lived the life and played golf all the time. Unbelievable life.
Was he living in Vegas?
Florida, then he moved to Vegas. Yeah.
He's still in Vegas?
Oh, there is one more, last but not least. Young Gravy says he wasn't hollering at Hawk Tua girl when he slid into her DMs. It might make sense because Young Gravy says he's into moms, right? Isn't that his whole bit?
The only time I ever heard of him was he said he was hooking up with Lisa Ann, right?
Allegedly.
I haven't heard Young Gravy until now, since then.
He's not country, he's a rapper?
White rapper.
Yeah, he's just a dude that's famous for, like, he's into, like, moms. Like, older moms.
Oh.
Kind of like Clary, right? The Stallion. All right, summer is sizzling, and so are the savings at Thompson Creek Windows for a limited time. Get 40% off. Buy one window, get the second one 40% off. Thompson Creek Windows are built in their own local family-owned factory for over 40 years. Thompson Creek does it all. Design, build, and install. Forget the jacked up middleman pricing. Upgrade your home with top quality, energy efficient solutions. Don't miss out. Enjoy these unbeatable deals and special financing options during their summer sale. Call 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com for Thompson Creek's sizzling summer sale and get 40% off. Buy one window, get one 40% off. Beat the heat, save your wallet.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.